Come on, Jeff. You only get two kicks at it. So.
This one's a question. That is, is there any legal ramification to the developer, whether it's a two-unit versus a three-unit, if one or two of the owners are adamant not to have that built?
I'm not sure.
Well, could the developer get into some legal dispute because one owner would not like that?
The decision comes down to the Plan Commission and the Common Council. Typically, we negotiate these things with the developer, but it's our job to take your concerns in the mind when we take our action.
Yeah. So if we say today, for argument's sake, let's build a three unit, and everybody goes, okay, well, that's the decision, then there's no legal path that an individual owner could take that would disrupt.
Oh, I see. Mr. City Attorney?
Developer in any way.
So these folks all want three unit. Let's say somebody wants a 12. Is there anything that one person who wants a 12 can do to the owners who want the three?
To the developer.
Or to the developer.
You'd have to be violating some law. And there are six factors under the Unified Development Ordinance that have to be considered by the city when reviewing and approving a special use, and those all go to adverse impact, and they are not 100% scientific. There is room for discretion there. So, in general, that would be a very difficult proposition to litigate on, to say that any action approving by the city should be overturned, but nonetheless, it's America, and people can litigate their claims.
All right, thank you.
Anyone else wishing to speak? Mr. Newman.
Kurt Newman, 7523. I just thought I would add that as one of the board members, several of us felt that it was important to talk to as many of the owners as we could about this particular issue, that is, whether the building should be two units or three. That seems to be the biggest concern everybody has, and there was quite a bit of discussion and concern about it. So several of the board members went and talked to quite a few, as many of the owners as we could. Ended up talking to 18. Of that, 17 of the owners indicated a preference for a three-unit building, and were willing to sign. I'd like to stress that this is a preference, and individuals would, I'm sure, have a different opinion on how important it is, or some were, very concerned if it ended up being a two, others less so, but there was that preference. So I don't know if this is something you'd
give. Mr. Eagle, thank you. Anyone else wishing to speak? Mr. Foster.
We can go through the rest of the items on the planning report. I think most of them are resolvable. But this issue is not resolvable for us. I think the concern is unfounded from the standpoint that if we look at the densities, we're reducing the densities. It sits between two four-family buildings, which obviously opens up each side. It's approximately 20 feet, or I'm sorry, 40 feet, so it adds 20 feet to each side of the front of the building. We would be willing to work and somehow to reduce the appearance, maybe flip the building and add a little width on that one building, or do something to it in that way. We feel we can landscape. I think it's, when you look at it from a bird's eye view and you look at it how it is, you actually, if you put a three-family building in there, roof heights and everything else, the architecture, we've done a lot of changes to architecture. We went to Initially, we came in and we were going to have center entrance doors and the garages on the sides. We changed it back to what the current buildings are. But we feel very strongly that we can put this two-family in there and work with and not make it look out of place. And I could also take the position subjectively, if you look at, you've got a six-family out by 76th Street, you come down, you've got a wetland, you've got open space, you've got two threes, then you've got a four, and then we would put this in so that we would have, you're probably going to have a little bit more open space between them, but again, it's a radius from the when you drive around it, you're never going to stand and look straight at it. When those other buildings go in and you do landscaping in that big area, we would do landscaping. You're never going to look at that building and just stand in front of the three buildings and look at it. The roof heights, the roof pitches and everything would be the same as a three-family, so that gives you the same appearance from an elevation standpoint. And if you come around the other way, the same thing, you're on a radius. And then you go around, and where we put the first two-family building, that's actually a WEPCO right-of-way easement in there. And so we had to move that out. That's 40 feet. That's going to be more space, and it kind of opens up. And then it was our goal, part of our goal, was to move off 76th Street. Because we would like to, when we come up with a landscaping plan, we would berm 76th Street. And we have to have, in order to accomplish this, we have to have two-thirds of the owners sign off on the plat. And when they sign off on the plat, they obviously will have individual votes. This is the plat we're going to present. This is the only one we're interested in. And if they sign this and two-thirds of them sign this, to me that would be the vote on the project saying, yes, we support the two-family buildings. If they're interested in three-family buildings, we are gone. We are not going to pursue this. We can stop the hearing tonight because we are not interested in building. And I'll go privately for reasons, but with building that, changing that building back to a three-family building. And I think most of the board members, I have expressed this to the board members, I met with the owners. I've got 9 signatures of people supporting the plan with all two families. If they've changed their mind, that's fine. I can honor that. But when we presented this, we met with all the owners. This is what we presented, and this is what they brought forward. And when you start, I don't know if you think about it or whatever, and somebody starts promoting to do, you have a choice of a three or a two. We don't have a choice for a three or two. If we want, we're going to come in and develop this. It's, there's some things that I don't like what Franklin is bringing, but I've been a developer. I've been in this business back in the early 80s. I did the first project. At that time, the condos were 0.1%. Those units are selling 3 to 5. I've done a $1 million project on the lake. I manage projects. I personally sit in and sell them. I mean, so I'm very familiar with condos and what's going on and how to manage projects. And it's sad that Icon started the way they did. They started with the project. It was probably, they came in 3 times to amend it. It was probably a poor conception to start with what their densities and what they did. I believe this is a beautiful project. In this price range, we're going to be at $500,000. I don't see in any way how that's going to detract from any unit in there. When the units go up for sale, people look at the unit that they have. Yes, maybe somebody would have liked a little more space alongside. Well, if they want to sell their unit and buy a new unit, that's great. But otherwise, I don't think they're in competition with the new units. Anything we do is going to bring up the total value of the project. It's going to finish it. It's going to have open space. And if they're looking for a developer to come in and build three-family buildings, it's not us. So I can't be any more clear. And I think the real key is that for the let the individuals vote by signing that plat, and if I can get two-thirds of the individuals to sign the plat, I think that's the vote that really matters, and that will come. I have Kim Seidel here to talk about building issues, if we want to get into that now or we want to get into that later, and some of the other issues. But
No, let's do that later when this body votes, and this vote does count as well, sir.
I don't disagree with you. I honor, I'll honor whatever this body wants, but what I'm suggesting is that you know, I hear people, and this is not what they presented to me. This has happened in the last 2 weeks. I met with them. I have spent money. I have just extended with the bank again. We keep spending money, and I feel, I guess I feel a little betrayed, but that's my problem with the association.
Okay. Again, we're looking for... I've never been in a position where so many people stood up and said they were in favor of something with one change and then had that thrown back in their faces. The gentleman behind you was up first, if you wouldn't mind.
I'm John Miller. I live at 7511 Tuckaway Pine Circle. That's immediately next to what I believe is building number 5, the one under discussion, whether it should be 2 or 3 units. I've talked to Wayne about it. my feeling is that it should remain at 2 units. That I think 3 units is too big. It's going to be too close to our building. It's going to be too crowded. There's going to be more traffic. Somebody mentioned expenses. Kurt put together a budget and a projection of what the expenses would be. If you have 35 units or 36 units, it makes very little difference. You got more units, you got more expenses. If you have another $290 a month from another unit, it comes out to make a difference of about $2 a month. So money isn't an issue here. The issue is, do we want to put a big building there or a little bit smaller building? And as I understand the proposal tonight, it's whether or not to approve a 2-unit building. It's not 2 or 3, it's 2. That's the matter before the before this committee. And as one of the people most affected by it, I am in favor of the 2-unit, and I'm against the 3-unit, but that's not before the board. Thank you.
Shouldn't have went golfing today. Back went on. Name is Gary Lentz, 7500 Tuckaway Pine Circle. I'm the second most affected. I live on the north side of that vacant lot there. I think the easiest way to explain this to you, to answer your question that you asked, why are so many people against if everybody's in favor? They made a book about something like this years ago. Remember in New York, I think it was, where that a little house was sitting there, and the developer comes in on this side, builds a skyscraper. Another one comes in over here, builds a skyscraper. And you get this little stinking house that people wouldn't sell. And so they're covered on both sides. That's kind of what I think most people are worried about, because put this in perspective. I live in a 3-story building. My first floor, my ceiling is 24 feet up. I painted it. I have another floor above that, is another 10 feet, and then I have a roof that goes up another 10 feet. So you got a big 4-family here, and you got a big 4-family here. And what they're trying to do is put in a small 2-family. I don't object to it. I actually signed a petition. I hope it goes through. I hope it goes through with a 3, but I wouldn't object if it was a 2. I would suggest if it's a 2 that you improve it by making the footprint to the building bigger. Come closer to Mr. Miller's side and my side to make it, it's going to be dwarfed in there. You're going to pull in there, you're going to see a little tiny building right ahead of me here. So I don't know what the answer is, because we are pro-development, and I hope it goes through. But that's what the objection is, because they're worried about this little tiny building sitting between these 2 big buildings. And that's what you're going to have. One more thing. When you sit in that building, if you do get your approval here, wear a helmet. You know why? Because my granddaughter sold 72 golf balls today. Last year, she sold 150 golf balls, all off of that lot. So when you do approve it, you got to put some pine trees in the front or something that's going to stop it. Because I'll tell you what, I lost one window. This building's going to lose 50 a year. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else wishing to speak?
Just to
give us your name and address first, please.
Okay, I was here before. Terry Weber, 7521. With all due respect to Mr. Foster's comments, his original proposal that he came with us to was for a three-family there. And I don't know why, and he has never really mentioned why he then changed it to a two-family, because that's what was proposed by him originally.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else wishing to speak?
Bill Dembinski, 7535 West Tuckaway Pines Circle. We've heard a lot of pros and cons on what should be done there. And most of the association has preferred a three-unit. However, you don't want to see this development be passed away with Mr. Foster walking. I myself would like a three, but if it comes down to it, like Gary said, to do a two-unit, and maybe Mr. Foster can enhance it to some ways to make it look a little bigger, rather than see this development go down the drain. And it's been vacant since 2009. The bank's been holding the land, and the association's been paying for everything to be done there. We get a stipend, basically, from North Shore Bank to help out with expenses. And by adding more buildings, yes, we're going to have a higher expense, but also we're going to have 15 more people paying into the association maintenance fees. And I think it's a win-win proposition at this point, rather than losing it. And who knows how long the thing will be vacant again. North Shore doesn't seem to be willing to deal too well with people. So I think to have it done and get it on the tax base for the city of Franklin would be a perfect plus.
Thank you, sir.
I was up here before. My name is Richard Fabinski. I am a member of the board, and this time I wasn't as a member of the board. Wayne Foster is not presenting the whole truth here. He sat down with our board and responded to a comment by one of our board members. Wayne, if a three-family is a three-family a deal-breaker? Wayne Foster replied, no, it is not a deal-breaker. We've all along asked for a three-family. Just recently, we've been presented with a two-family. He feels betrayed. Our job is to represent all of these people. They all have a voice in this community. Members of the subdivision, for them not to have a voice is unfair. He feels like we're stabbing him in the back because we went and talked to the people. The people are who we represent, as you represent people. I want the project to be done too, but I want it to be done in the way it was designed. But we have not gone behind Wayne Foster's back. It's not our goal to sabotage this thing. But 16 or 17 of the people have said already that they prefer a three-family. Thanks.
My name is Jackie Lentz. I live at 7500 West Tuckaway Pine Circle. When we had a last meeting, before we had the last meeting with Mr. Foster, somebody from the developer's office had come out and staked off the footprint, what it would look like. And they staked it off as a three and as a two. So it staked off two ways. And I guess what was said at the last meeting was that so the people who live there could see what that was going to look like, the three or the two. The stakes are still there in the ground, depicting different colors for the different sizes. And we're all in favor of getting this thing accomplished. You know, I mean, we're grateful that he wants to do it. But it's just when you drive into our circle, That's the building you see. That's the one straight ahead. That's the one you'll see first and foremost. It's the prime lot in our whole circle. Like my husband Gary said, ours is, you know, a three-story house, basically. Mr. Miller's is a three-story house. When the first Icon first developed this circle, that was slated to be a home identical to ours. You know, we bought it with that thought that it's all going to be basically the same. You know, it'll look good aesthetically. And it's the change is just hard to take. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, Jason Brzezicki again, 7565 West Tuckaway Pines. Yeah, I feel like I need to say something too. When I first moved into the subdivision last year, the first meeting I went to was when Mr. Foster presented the plans, and we had discussions around these. And I heard stories about what the residents who had moved into the subdivision since its inception sort of went through. You know, there were some tough times with the developer. There was a lot of apprehension and a lot of excitement about these plans. And when I hear Mr. Foster say, well, you know, it's two units or we're walking, I think he knows very well we're all in support of the development. But it wasn't the residents that had a change of heart. Things changed materially from what was discussed at that meeting. So I just want to, I guess, stand up for the residents in the community that our discussions all along were for a three unit, and no one's trying to hold up this development. I, along with probably a lot of people, would go with a two-unit if that's what we have to do. But I just think we should be on record as saying it wasn't us who made a material change in the plans or our preferences. This was recently kind of thrust upon us. So,
anyone else? Anyone else? Seeing no one else rising, I will close the public hearing. And my initial comment was, boy, I just saw figuratively defeat snatched from the jaws of victory. Alderman Hogan. I'm sorry, Commissioner Hogan.
Mr. Foster, could you answer a question for me? What was the reasoning for the change from the three to the two? And maybe the first, I'm sorry, let me go. Was there the meeting with the residents, and did you propose the three?
When
and
we
then
first,
was it changed?
Well, yeah. When we first came in, this started, we've been at this a year. We have actually met with the residents several times. And we came in as a three. And we, in fact, we initially came in, we had a potential buyer that wanted a three-car garage. And so we drew up some sketches and whatever and put that past. And when, and that got pushed back, which I understand and I don't have a problem with. And then at that time, the comment was made that there were people that were not in favor of doing the project if we, because everything else was a two if we didn't do a two in that area. And I guess part of it is that I do need, yeah, you know, I do need the two-thirds, but yet I'm concerned overall for us. I totally agree. You know, it's like taking a lot in a subdivision and giving away. But the same token, if you go to a three-family building, you've got to do a, you've got to do sprinkler systems. You've got to do a lot of other things that that you don't do with a two-family. In fact, we would like to either defer to staff or we would come back to make to change the elevations on these buildings in the front so that they don't look all the same. We don't want to build all the same, but we feel very strongly we can put, and again, the key is that it's the height of the building. Whether we put a three in or we put a two in, the height of the building is not going to change. And you will not see the building when you drive in. Yes, I'll go back and answer your question. We did propose at one time three was on there. But it evolved so that now we're not interested in doing a doing one building three and the rest twos. We're just not.
And at that point, when you figured this out, did you ask to have a meeting with the residents and tell them that they're going to change it?
I have told them. We've met. We have presented at the. This is the same layout, or very close to it, that we had. I had when we met with all the people. I had the two family drawn in yellow. We had a two family drawn on the map. And since then, I met with the board with this plan, or with this thing, that it was going to be a two-family. And, you know...
What was their reaction on that? Was it what they're saying here tonight, or is
well,
it,
no,
were
since,
they okay
since
with it?
Then, no, since then, it has grown against more opposition to the two-family. And that's my point, is that
it was proposed the three.
No, it changed between my original investor and when I went with a new investor after the whole thing fell through. It all fell apart. My offer fell apart. Everything fell apart in December. And then we revived it in April. And when we revived it and we came back, we basically from that time on had a two-family.
And you had a meeting with everybody and told them that? And they were okay with that?
Yeah.
Well, saying yes might be disingenuous because
they're
here now.
I don't know if they were or not. At
well,
this point,
I guess,
confused.
I guess I'm on the side of the residents for the simple fact is you're stating to this board or this planning commission that you said three, you said it fell all apart, then you come back in March, and now you're proposing a two,
right.
And you stand up here tonight and... I'm sorry, but to me, that was a threat to them that you are going to go away and forget about this and not do it.
I'm not in the business. I've been in this business for 30 years, believe me. And I'm not out to threaten anybody.
Well,
to me, that's the truth. If I do this project, I'm going to do the best job I can to do this project and complete it and get the highest value out there. I've built condos that sell for $1.2 million. I've done condos that sell for $100,000. I've been in the business, I've been a developer for a long time, and I will only do what I say, and I will not threat. This is not a threat. I mean, I cannot make this work if I've got to do a three-family building because I'm not going to take the risk of having to do a three-family building. And I'm not, and I don't, I think it takes away from the value of the two units that I would do, but in addition to that, I got additional costs plus the overall project. So
well,
I'm not. I'm not threatening that I'm going
to
walk.
All I want to say to you is all your other projects that you've been talking about.
Pardon?
All the other projects that you've been up here talking about, that you've been this developer and you've done all this. Maybe you proposed and did what you proposed in the beginning and didn't make changes. Here I'm saying you proposed something to these people, and then came back and changed it, and now you're saying, and maybe I used the wrong words, but you are saying I'm out of here if I can't do this. And these people want something done, so they're going to go with your two probably if we say okay to you, but this is not what they want, and that's all I have to say.
But they still, if they feel that they really feel that strong and they want it, then they can come back and they've got to sign and they've got to vote on the amendment to the condo docs and the plat. To me, that's the one thing. And I was not, when you meet with individuals and you, I think even in this business, and I'll have my architect speak to this, but it's hard to envision. It's hard to envision, and I understand the fear that this building is going to look so much different and so much smaller. And I truly believe that once we're done and we landscape and we do it properly, new people are going to drive in, or people that did not know, they're going to drive in, and there's not going to be any controversy whatsoever. We're going to landscape. We're going to make this whole project look good, and it won't be an issue. I think it's only an issue today because of the fear, and also I think there's some, the closeness and whatever, and then we're opening up spaces. I think some of that has gotten into it that I don't have it, just like a three-car garage. But I mean that. I can't control that. I mean obviously there's people on both sides. I've got other people that other than one that spoke here tonight that are opposed to the three. So
I think that you helped with that fear by changing the project. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
I do have an idea as to how you can fix this problem, Mr. Foster. They make computer systems now that you can do a rendering of a three-family and a two-family in that location, superimposed with the existing buildings next door, so that these folks can see it. Because I agree with you. People will have a hard time visualizing what you're talking about. I totally get the roof heights. Where, and you should know that I've ran and lived in the condo association, a developing condo association, for 12 years. The developer for my condo association happened to do exactly what Icon did, go bankrupt before it was finished. I had to make sure it was fixed. I get all of that. But I'm here to tell you, a different sized building between two same sized buildings looks like that. And I'll hit it with a hammer. Looks like sore thumb. Personal opinion. I do have a vote tonight. This vote, I will tell you, sir, this vote means more right now than your two-thirds vote from the association. Let's make that very clear. So my suggestion is, whatever happens here tonight, you took 23 families who generally are in favor of what you want to do, and I think you did a pretty good job at making them pretty upset at you just by your attitude. Sorry. It's the way I feel. I represent these people. And I got to tell you, I've been doing this for 20-some-odd years. I have never seen a developer take people who are in favor of his project and turn around and make them mad at him. I've never seen that in 23 years. Never. So anyway, enough of the lectures. I think it's a good project. I would like to see you say, yeah, we'll do a three-unit there. Done deal. I don't know how it's going to go here. I do have a couple of comments and additions as I went through this. Again, my background comes from running a condominium association. Needs to be a clause in here, Mr. Deedle, that makes the mailboxes the same as existing. And what is the provision for damage to the roadway and repair of that?
I'm not sure about specific details or standards. We would just rely upon the city's standard policies and practices, I would assume.
Mr. Romeis?
Once surfaced, final lift, there would have to be care, in the construction that will be occurring. Damage would have to be repaired in terms of a surface lift, for those areas that are damaged. So it's kind of unique because normally the final lift doesn't go on till, essentially all the units are built, or essentially all of them. So it's a little bit different with six units going in.
We will repair it, even if it means resurface, completely scraping off and resurfacing or whatever.
Really,
I don't have a problem with that. To me, that's part of what we're doing. Everything's protected with the F. And there's actually stuff out there that we have to, driveways that are, curbs that are broken up and driveway openings in the wrong place, and there's other stuff that, which, we would accept the responsibility to take care of.
Mr. Deedle, I'd suggest just under 7, add an item H, that all mailboxes shall be identical to existing mailboxes. Mr. Foster, you're aware that through the ordinance here, all has the clause that says match existing buildings. Are you aware of that?
Yeah, I don't. One of the concerns in talking to the board was there's variety because of what has happened.
Can you please use the microphone? The reason I do that, just so everyone knows, we record the meeting so people can listen to it, and that's why.
So one of the concerns is the variety because of the threes and the twos and, what is out there now. And we feel we can achieve that by if we have the ability to adjust the front elevations to the buildings. In the detail, there's stuff about the gables and roof lines and that, and I brought my architect here. I don't know what tonight did, and he may address some of this stuff. I'd like to just have him even talk about maybe this, whether we can achieve the three is the same heights, but let him address that once too, what he feels can be accomplished. Tim Seidel, who's done
Mr. Seidel, please give us your name and address and affiliation.
Tim Seidel, architect, 530 Simmer Court in Wales, Wisconsin. First, I'd like to address the issue of the heights. All of these buildings are front to back bearing, so I mean the overall peak height is going to be relatively close. It's not going to be exactly the same. I think what the issue is the width. And there are ways to fatten up the building and still maintain a two-family. It doesn't seem like density is an issue here, but I do think it's probably the width of the building. And typically on a two-family, you know, you try to meet the other responses on the other site locations. But maybe this one be a special two-family where we could create a little more width. And I come from Wales where there's a lot of space between the houses. So I always thought that'd be a nice idea if you give a little relief here. But I know I don't make those decisions. But I can't address that. You know, we can probably make the building wider so it would appear as though it would blend in a little bit more. And some of the other issues, and I think Wayne wanted to address the decks, if you want to address the decks. The comment was back that they thought that the decks should be covered. And the way we have the in the living room, or the decks are, I should say, the off of the living room is the deck, and it's about 10 feet deep by about 20 feet wide. And that's a sizable deck. And that's where all the large windows are for the living room. You cover a deck there, you're just going to cut down on the light. I experience that every day in our dining room, where we have a deck off our dining room. So if there's some other way to work around that, I don't think it's really a good idea to do that.
Mr. Deedle, was that covered deck, was that our requirements?
Yes, to more closely match the other buildings.
And there are some three families without it.
But I would not be surprised. I don't know for sure about the interior layout of these buildings, but I wouldn't be surprised if on the threes and the fours it's a different room, so that shading or covering those patios might make a difference to the inside. That's possible. But from the outside appearance, most if not all of them have that covered deck with the poles or pilings clad in stone.
I don't read in the document where the covering of the decks is a requirement.
It is.
Unless I'm totally losing my mind.
Mm-hmm. Number F, or letter F, under number 7.
Oh, there it was. Yeah, I was looking right at it.
I know I just looked at the three-unit plans just before I came, and that is not covered.
I got to tell you, Mr. Deedle, on my point of view, matches the architect's. If it's a living room, you don't want to cover them. Commission can do as they wish. Sorry, go ahead, sir.
No, I agree with you. I think so. I think, you know, shelving or doing whatever we have to do to, you know, just for one three-family building, perhaps there's a way to work out the second the two-unit, revise the footprint to make it look less of a little two-unit in between two, four big units. But the roof pitches are the same, the height are the same. It would just be a matter of widening it, and I think there's a way to work that out. It's a nice looking development. And you know, I used to work for Shepherd a long time ago, so it shows you how old I am. But and they do good work. Some of those nice little treatments all over, I really like it. I've done multifamily for the last 20 years, so it's a nice development. I like to keep it that way.
As I mentioned before, so would I. Okay. Commissioners? Alderman Dandridge?
I was a little surprised to see this project because I'm the alderman in the 1st District, and Mr. Foster, you never even contacted me. And members of Tuckaway Pines, you should have given me a call so I could have been at least another ear to hear your comments. I'm a little... Kurt, what's the square footage, the first floor square footage of your condo? 2,000, so 1,935. None of you guys are concerned about the 1,935 square feet on the first floor? You think that that's not going to... It's only 70 square feet, okay. Are you proposing to, Mr. Foster, finish the bottom floor, the basement, on the ones that have exposures? Or is that going to be an extra?
It would be optional, but my experience has been that everybody will finish.
Okay. Now, way over to the closer to 76th Street, wasn't there a water retention pond over there? Or is that just a deep well that was there right now? I don't know how to use this thing.
It's the big button in the middle.
But right here, wasn't there a depression or something? Or no?
No, the site is graded to the buildings. The grading has been done. If you go way up in the northwest corner, there's some storm sewers and stuff. There's a small pond right there.
Right here?
That dumps out, yeah.
Okay.
And that's part of in the report that we would have to go back and recertify or take the cattails out. But that's,
okay.
From what I understand, what happened when ICON went is that, and this is probably the thing that I kind of object to, is that we've got to go back and recertify ponds and do stuff that wasn't done on these ponds, even though they've all been turned over and they're functioning. And we're reducing the densities, and we know they're, you know, everything is working.
So then right here, this is just going to be an open area?
We would landscape that out, yeah.
Landscape
trees.
Okay.
Bigger trees, you know, maples. And
okay.
Well, the pond is right in that area. Yeah.
Right here is the pond. Yeah, okay. Okay. And, I mean, you've got, are you planning on architecturally putting any coining on the outside of the, on the brick to create a different dimension, maybe a little richer look?
Well, we would match the, I think part of it is the soldier courses.
Yes.
Some of that, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
That's part of them.
So you'll tweak. I mean, what I see here is just a preliminary rendering.
Right.
Okay, and that would be with staff. They could work on that soldiering.
Yeah, I have no problem with working with staff and their approval. In fact,
another thing that I would like you to do is have another meeting with the association. Let's try to work out some of our differences, and let's see if we can come to a common ground. To get this project moving forward. Okay? Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Any other commissioners? Okay, we've got an affirmative motion here. I'll read it, and then whoever wants to make the motion can do whatever they want with it without objection. Is there any objection to taking action this evening? Seeing none, is there a motion to recommend approval of resolution to amend resolutions 2? Numbers 2001-5145, 2001-5317, 2005-5865, and 2006-6091, imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of a special use for a 44-unit residential community use located at West Tuckaway Pine Circle. This to allow for construction of six two-unit buildings, buildings 0, 1, 2, 5, and 10, 5 is in question, and 11, within the Tuckaway Pines condominium development to be located at 7556, 7558, 7560 West Tuckaway Pines Circle, that being building 0, why am I having trouble reading tonight? 7550, 7552, 7554 West Tuckaway Pines Circle, building number 1, 7530, 32, and 34 West Tuckaway Pines Circle, which would be building 2, 7501, 03, 05 West Tuckaway Pines Circle, that would be building 5, with 3 addresses on a 2-unit building.
Those are the addresses that are there now.
thank you.
So with the previous approval.
7543, 4547, West Tuckaway Pines Circle, Building 10. And 7542, 44, and 46, West Tuckaway Pines Circle, Building Number 11. With the addition of item 7F, condition being all mailboxes, paper tubes shall match existing mailboxes and mounts. Is there a motion to that effect?
I'll make the motion with an exception to building number 5.
Okay.
That the developer and the association come to an agreement with a proper look in that area. Maybe changing of the size, slightly bigger, but I believe that a common ground could be reached there.
So the approval is conditioned on, so how do we judge
that? Let's say,
bring it back.
I'd table it to the next meeting.
Just table it to the next meeting? Yep. Okay.
And then you can meet with them, figure it out.
Yep.
Back.
Yep. Okay.
Is there a motion to table?
I made a motion.
July
7th.
Second.
Discussion of that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. So the instruction is meet with them, see if you can figure it out, come back.
I'm sure they'll give you an extension.
Tell them the indication was that you have approval. You just have one serious issue to work out. That's all. Staff and I will be happy to help you in any way we can. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. We're adjourned.
Yeah.